BBC News. The senior Democrat politician on the US Senate Intelligence Committee has accused Russia of mounting what he called a propaganda campaign on steroids in seeking to influence the 2016 US presidential election. Senator Mark Warner was speaking at the opening of an inquiry to investigate whether Russia interfered with the democratic process. Court officials in South Korea say the ousted president, Park Geun-hye, has been arrested on corruption charges. Ms. Park, who denies wrongdoing, is accused of allowing a close friend to extort money from companies in return for political favours. The Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says the body of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of the North Korean leader, is being returned to Pyongyang more than 6 weeks after he was killed. Mr. Najib said that 9 Malaysians who had been barred from leaving North Korea were also now on their way home. The US representative at the United Nations says the country is no longer making the removal of President Bashar al-Assad a focus of its policy in Syria. Ambassador Nikki Haley said America's priority would now be, as she put it, to look at how best to make a difference for the Syrian people. The British government has published its plans to convert thousands of European Union laws into British law as the country leaves the EU. The repeal bill will end the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice once Britain finally exits the bloc. A judge in Brazil has sentenced the former Speaker of the Lower House of Congress, Eduardo Cunha, to more than 15 years in prison for corruption. Mr. Cunha led the impeachment process against President Dilma Rousseff last year. Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa-producing country, has cut the price it guarantees cocoa farmers by almost 40%. Thousands of tons of cocoa are backed up in warehouses because of plummeting world prices. BBC News.